Blog Talk Radio.
We just thank God for all of you, both locally, nationally, and internationally. Thank God for what you're doing through First Fruits. Amen. We just know that it's been a help to me and even billions of people. Thank God for it. In Jesus' name, we are so thankful and grateful. And today is Tuesday, and I had a great day yesterday, enjoying my birthday. And I want to thank Dr. Patricia Stern for allowing the people to be a blessing and express themselves on yesterday. Thank God for it. Today, we want to hear from my mother, Felicia. She's all the way from Chicago, Illinois. North Chicago, excuse me. North Chicago, Illinois. She is the great pastor of the Peace of God Church there in North Chicago. We thank God for what he's done through her and what he's going to do through her in the name of Jesus. We present to you the one and only, the prayer ambassador. But she certainly can pray. Amen. And taking prayer around the country. Thank God for her. And the doctor, the bishop, Patricia Stern, almost because so many black people have the middle name Ann, almost say Patricia Ann Stern.
It is, and right.
All right. And we wouldn't be seeing it right now. It's in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, my chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, on this morning. God bless you. It's nobody like you, and it's nobody like me. And if anybody else knows, it's nobody like them. Amen. And it takes all of that for us to be in the body of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Different personalities, but we serve the same God. Again, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody out there. Are you out there? Amen. Good morning, First Fruit.
Good morning.
Prayer warriors. Amen. Greetings. Yes. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, I want to, amen, humble myself before the Almighty God, and I want to humble myself up under the leadership, amen, again, of Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. I thank you over and over again for this faith. Amen. I'm grateful that the Lord not only called me, but he chose me. And I've been doing this for some time now. On Tuesdays, it's been my day, and I thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to say good morning to our chief together. Can we say good morning, chief? Come on, someone. Good morning, chief.
Good morning, chief.
Good morning. I'm sure you recognize some of the voices. And we want to say good morning to our Fragrance on the Line First Lady. Let's give her a good bless you. Good morning, First Lady, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Good morning. Good morning. And now let's say good morning to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. I want everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
And now let's begin to commence the line with some praises and give him thank you for bringing us in until September. Amen. Praise the Lord the 7th. Amen. And give him some good morning Tuesday praises. Amen. Let's begin to say thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
come on, bring the voice together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. That is recorded through the Spirit. That's
what you've
done this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord. I don't hear you coming in. Come on, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's commence the line with praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we just praise you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Ah, my soul, say yes to your will, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. We're so glad, God, to be here, Lord. We want to pray, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for what you've done. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Since she's been on this line, I could see so much growth on her. And we don't want to stop anybody's growth. That's what makes you to become great ambassadors and great men and women of God. Amen. Because that's our first assignment on this line, is that we are prayer ambassadors. We have our doctorates to make us, amen, to take us to another level. But in the spiritual realm, we are prayer ambassadors. Can I get somebody to say amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Drop all the titles when it comes to the spirit realm. Amen. I'd rather be recognized as a prayer ambassador than anything. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. We are called to prayer. This is what this line represents. Amen. We pray and we travail. Amen. We go into the spirit realm where others cannot go. God allows the prayer warriors, the prayer ambassadors, to go to another level where he would take you in the spirit realm. I actually, as a praise report, amen, I actually been up mostly all the night. One of my great members, which is a part of my presbyteria, has a sister that is on, amen, praise the line, is on the prayer line now, battling for her life for COVID. And then early this morning, I was up, and then early this morning, I got another request. One of my nephews, he's a nephew through marriage, but we don't consider a nephew or a niece through marriage like that. They're a part of us because I've been in the family longer than them, battling. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It ain't no stepchildren when it comes to the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. I just hate to hear people when they got a mother or father might have had children before the time, or might have, you understand what I'm saying? And, well, that's my step sister. No, it ain't no step. God don't call us step children. We are his children. Am I right, somebody? Amen. Amen. We are not no step children. We are not illegitimate before the Lord. Amen. He made us. He knew we were going to come that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm thanking God, because when you're seasoned in the Lord, and sometimes I can't pray. Amen. I tell you, I could pray, but sometimes when the road is heavy and I've been praying all day for somebody and preaching and everything, I am drained. I need to be replenished. And you the same way. I never want to play like I'm God. Amen. I never want to, because we need him. Sometimes my prayers may not be as effective as if I had the renewed strength. Amen, somebody. Renewed strength. You can get burnt out. Amen. And you have to have renewed strength. And you, those that are not praying out like in warfare, I'm not saying you're not praying, but if you're not really, you know, praying in warfare like you see the frontline saints, amen, then it's time for you to come up and intercede for them. Because sometimes when you have poured all you can pour out, amen, you got to know in yourself that the Lord said, that's enough. You need to be replenished. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your prayer is not as effective as if you were strengthened. And God will honor that, because you've been in the field, you've not been out the door, but you've been in the house. Amen. Most of my ministry is on the phone and everything. Praise the Lord. After I finish out with my own frontline ministry, most of my battles of warfare is people calling me and see me on the spot. Amen, somebody. Amen. But God bless all of you all. Amen. And I pray that you pray with me for my family. Amen. My church members are my family. This young lady has been with me from the beginning. She was a part of us. Amen. The sister to her. She was a part of us when my husband and I started our ministry. It was only five of us. Amen. It was me and my husband, she and her husband, and both of our husbands have gone on to be with the Lord. And she is one of about the first, only original one with me, because the other mother is still living, but she's very feeble now. Started out as a young woman, and now she's up in age. Amen. If anyone that have a quick testimony right now, I do have to impart a word. I want to stay focused to where God would want me to be on today. Amen. And it's going to bless you. Amen. Anyone has a praise report? Amen. Besides, our chief, we know he's still excited. Sometimes it take a month before you get down from your birthday. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know the mail ran differently because it's a holiday, but Chief, yo, I don't have to put it over the air, but I just want you to know because I have to share. Your gift is in circulation. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is in circulation. I had about five people that was in the first part of September right there along with you. And something about leadership, people expect you to recognize them. I'm not just saying us as leadership, but the people that works with you and labor with you. They'll tell you, Pastor, don't forget tomorrow my birthday. Am I right or wrong? Amen.
Right.
You want to bless them because those that bless you, you have a heart to want to bless them back. Amen. My head deacon's birthday was the same day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he stands by me. I was in another house on Friday night in Chicago, a great man and woman of God, and it was his birthday, and it was other parishioners there, men and everything, and I had to acknowledge them to let them know, including you, Chief Ambassador, since my husband has been gone, they have definitely held me up and kept up with me as the widow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's a blessing, and you acknowledge that. Amen. Sometimes people think you don't see them and don't know what you're doing, but when you have opportunity, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says if you have opportunity, and that was an opportunity to share with them that I'm so grateful. I didn't know I didn't know if you were my sons or my brothers because I'm older than them. Amen. But they have been a great blessing to me. And Chief, you are part of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. A great blessing. They make sure that they look after me and always invite me to have a place on their itinerary. And I esteem that very highly. Amen. One of the great men that is always one that gave me my first honorary doctorate degree, he's celebrating his birthday. And he was born the same year my husband was. And I gleaned at that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the men. Amen. Because the Bible speaks of the sons in the Bible. That if you have a son, am I right, Chief? And you're a widower, they're supposed to take care of you. And I
That's right.
Son, I didn't have a birth son. My grandsons do. They don't live around me. They're in other states. But I have sons and daughters all over this earth that I have blessed, mm-hmm. that been up under my ministry. And we installed them to be pastors. Amen. And you can't ever take your birthright back because no matter what. Amen. If you came out of the loins of the spirit of Chief Ambassador, I don't care if you get mad and leave. You can't take history back. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to include that in your Bible. So if it's someone that have a testimony, praise report this morning, I don't know how you spent your Labor Day, but I spent mine in the house resting. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had a great experience. That the banner that I'm up under, Monument of Faith, had their first black rodeo, and it was something. I'm like, Chief, it was off the chain. Amen. Because the man of God I'm up under have great visionary too, and we couldn't even see it. Because sometimes people can't see your vision until it is, amen, released. Am I right? He couldn't even see it.
Right.
Amen. It was a little negative on it, even for me in my heart. I'm not going out there, but the Lord said different, and I was so glad that I didn't miss that event because it was history. And then my pastor had the nerve to talk to me in the midst of all the people. I would have missed that opportunity looking negative. Amen. I would have missed that. All of this is on my record going to glory. Amen. Don't fight against what God has in visionary because he just told the vision, visionary, to write the vision, make it plain that they may want. And I tell you, we ran with that vision. I know that'll be something you'll do annually. Amen. I just want to open the line. I want to know who we're working with this morning. If you have a praise report, won't you come on? Amen. And let us know. You all know a lot about me because I don't have a problem sharing with what the Lord do for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He taught us to say, make your deeds made the known of the people. Amen, Chief. Make them, you know where I be at. I don't have a problem telling people how the Lord has blessed me. I'm seeing things that my mother and father never saw. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I don't have a problem letting people know. Amen. When I rode on I took my youngest daughter with me, and that's amazing. Michaela Holly not go with me to things like that. Amen. But she went with me and everything, and praise the Lord. And nobody even knew who I was because I was dressed for the occasion. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wasn't dressed like a mother of Zion. I was out there with horses, and I had to dress appropriate. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they told me how well I look. I wasn't sinning. I was just dressing for the occasion. Amen. I can't wear my robe out there for a rodeo. We got to know how to dress, right, Chief? Amen. It was the time to wear my priestly garments out there. It was nice day. Amen. Anyone have a praise report this morning? I'm going to be quiet and let you come on the line. Okay, God haven't done anything for nobody but me and Chief. That's why we get all the bread. We get the crumbs. The crumbs is sometimes better than the whole cake. It's them crumbs. Am I right, Chief? The crumbs.
Yeah, that's right.
I just say when nobody prays the Lord, nobody tell about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And we continue. That's why the Lord keep on blessing us, because we're not ashamed to tell. God must. I don't believe that God hasn't come through your city, come through your house, come through you. Blessings is not always about monetary. Amen. It could be other things like me going in and out of places where God is allowing me to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't believe that all the time when God allows me to be places, amen, that is always, I'm sure people are looking. I got some naysayers. I'm just sharing with you, and I know them. Amen. I know them in the spirit, and I know every time they see me, I've troubled their spirit. Not that I have the trouble, but they're wondering why. Why is it always Bishop the one that gets the first seat and the front seat and everything? Amen. I got a track record because I'm faithful. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got a track record. Amen. I had a prophecy last Tuesday on the church ground and said, Bishop, because you are so faithful, God can't help but to bless you. Amen. I'm not looking for nothing but God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to call somebody on the line. I'm in a message today that I could even smell the anointing. I'm so glad I don't have to see you all, that I could prophesy in the spirit. Because when you see them, you already know them. But when you on a line, you can't see the visible. Amen. I could prophesy right on this line right now because the Bible says, know them that labor among you. Things are things, but God is always. Amen. Praise God. When you have a birthday, you want everybody to acknowledge it. Praise the Lord. But when it's God's time, that's the time to give him the glory, the praise. I'm so thankful, Chief, I tell you. I'm so thankful. Amen. And I'm looking at people, they're leaving out of this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to know that you've lived it too. You're 61. Amen. I'm grateful. Glory to God. Y'all help me this morning. I'm grateful. Amen. Praise the Lord that the Lord has spared my life according to what it's supposed to be. I should have been dead a long time ago. I got many testimonies. I could tell you how the enemy tried to snatch me out of here. Amen. But I got a I got a different method now. Amen. I pray over myself. I ask the Lord every day, let me live through this day. And the next day it's the same thing. Let me live through this day. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. I have a word for you on the day, and maybe after the message, you may want to tell the Lord you thank him. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I tell everybody, you're not putting brakes on me. You're putting it on yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord, and it won't work. Amen. You're not putting brakes on me. Amen. I purposely wanted to get up this morning. Amen. It was in my mind when I went to sleep last night. God, I pray that you wake me up in the morning and let me be excited about the assignment that you have placed upon me. If Keith decides that he want to change his itinerary, I don't have no problem with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes God does come in and say, I'm not going to do it this way. He's given me another way that I want to do my messages and do my service. Because he's the visionary. Amen. That's the only way in my own church. I'll let them know I'm not going on this format. Amen. I'm not over in St. Paul's church. I'm over in my own church, and I got my vision to what God wants me to do. I have to have a vision that works for the people that I'm with. Amen. Your vision may not fit in my house. And I'm not saying that the vision ain't good, but you got to hear God for your own self. Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Got him. You know your people. You know what you can handle. I was sitting there the other night, and this man of God is much younger than me. And all of his people their assessment was $580. And if you were married, it was double. And they come down the aisle when they get ready to bless. They're a man of God. That's what they call them. They're a man of God. And I didn't see not one person did not come down with an envelope. He had a big hope check because he teaches on faith. Everybody have what they have. He teaches them on faith. And some came down with testimonies that during the pandemic, he had about 10 members that bought a house during the pandemic. Now, I remember this man of God when he shared with us Pastor R.D. Hinton days. He said sometimes he wouldn't even have food to feed his kids. He would have to go to his mom and dad. And his dad would tell him, I can't call his name, say, you're the head of your house. You got to do something better than that. And he said, seeking the Lord. Amen. So what to do? And the Lord blessed him with great wealth. I'm telling you, he's almost in a mansion house himself. I've been there several times. He and his wife both drive all kind of cars and got a big church. And now he done opened up another on the west side of Chicago. Now he started a new one on the south side. By just seeking the Lord to which way to go. And I was looking at that, and I'm saying, God, what happened? You know, wasn't jealousy, but I'm saying, God, what happened to me over here? And the Lord told me right in the midst of the church, shut your mouth. You're almost 75 years old. He was just 58 years old. Amen. And almost in the bio jet. Don't look at what his wealth is. You look at what your worth is. Y'all look at that. Amen. Look at your worth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you don't know that I'm not through with you yet. But praise the Lord for that. And we can't judge everybody. I don't know. And that's why I say don't ask for somebody else's blessing because you don't know what word is going on. You don't know what burdens go with somebody's blessings. Amen. Am I right, Chief? Might ask for it, and then the next thing you know, you can't handle it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know what kind of bills he got, and I'm not trying to find out. I begin to rejoice and thank God for men and women that God has blessed them because he has not short-stopped me. I got a roof over my head. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm happy in Jesus. Amen. I want to share with you a word today, and I pray that I can get it out in this timing. Amen. I didn't want any interruptions. Amen. I wanted to go right into the spirit because we want to be, very conscientious of our timing. And it's a scripture in the book of Isaiah. Amen. He's a major prophet. Amen. And it's the 41st verse and the 10th verse. And now, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and, oh, Lord, my redeemer. And I pray that you will let the people hear what thus saith the Lord through your word. And the word of the Lord reads from Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not. That's starting out with that. Fear thou not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's a lot of explanation, a lot of expressions there that the Lord gave to the prophet Isaiah to his people during that time. Amen. And I arrived from a message out of that, and it was, get up, fear not. Get up, amen, and fear not. Look at this scripture with all the I ams and I will. And this is the Lord God speaking himself through Isaiah. The first one I want to let you know on this morning, amen, praise the Lord, that you got to get up. Even if you feel like it didn't work this time, get up and try again. Amen. Nobody in a race, amen, would always win that race the first time. I'll just use a right now example. During the time we were looking at the horses and looking at the riders on the horse, and they had to do so much and run around a circle and put something in a bucket in order for them. They had to do it in so many minutes, because at the end they would let you know who the winner was and everything. And they had more than one time to do it. And there were times that they rode fast, but they didn't get a chance. They rode too fast. They couldn't put what they had in the bucket. That counted. If they couldn't put it in the bucket, amen, it did not count. It was eliminated. But let me tell you, I brought that out to say, if you're doing something for the Lord, amen, and if you don't work this time, don't give up, amen. Try again. If you're going through something on your job, in your household, in the church, even church, I better put church first, because there's a lot of great visions that we have, and they have not yet come to fruition. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not going to give up. We're going to try again. Amen. It ain't no such thing as giving up. Amen. When it comes to the things of God, and somebody just decided, I'm going to lay back, and I'm tired, and I'm weary in well-doing. First thing I want you to know, to succeed in life, you need a few things that is going to help you on your journey. Amen. First thing I want to let you know, you need the right people, amen, to work with you, to be by your side. Sometimes the first step for getting out of discouragement is finding someone that can lift you up. Amen. Don't be like the guy who was about to jump off a bridge, and when a policeman came and approached him and said, surely nothing can be that bad. Tell me about it. And when the guy got through talking, they both jumped off the bridge. You may smile at this, amen, but the company you keep, they will either lift you up or they'll pull you down. Paul wrote a word and said, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, 2 Corinthians 7:16. So I want to let you know, and I'm going to run through this, but you got to learn this quick. You got to grab on fast now in this dispensation. You need a Titus or a Barnabas in your life. Y'all don't hear me on today. Not the person, but the spirit. You need a Barnabas. You need a Titus. You need an Apostle Paul. Amen. You need a great bunch of biblical leaders in the Bible with the same spirit in order to be able to help you to get up. Last night when I was ministering to my parishioner in my ministry, and I know her heart was weary. I know you're scared to answer the phone. That's that natural fear. Amen. That's why Isaiah had to tell the people through the word of God, fear thy not. Amen. Things going to come upon us, people of God, that it will put that natural fear on us. Amen. But you came late in it and let the enemy just beat you all up in the mind and tell you this going to happen, that's going to happen. I believe God to the very day that my husband was going to live. I believe he lived longer than what was given to him because I prayed so hard. Amen. And then God had to fix my mind to be able to release that off me and prepare me for the greater. Amen. I thought what was the worst, he died to the world. Amen. And died in the flesh. But his spirit realm is living forever. You got to tell yourself that. Somebody on the line might experience death and you still of a loved one and it's still dragging you down. You got to look that they're in a better place. Amen.
Yeah. Where you know,
especially if they were sick. You don't want to see a loved one sick. That's selfish of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't need nobody in my spirit, amen, to bring me down. Amen. And I refused in the book of Ruth, Naomi got bitter when her husband died. And they called her bitter. And I don't want to be labeled as bitter. I see some widows around and they look bitter. And I need to have a Titus and a Barnabas spirit to let them know God is able. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. You keep on gripping on bad things, the next thing you know, your turn to be taught. Your spirit is going to turn to be bitter. And you're no good for nobody if you can't strengthen someone. If you're gone something, then that's the time to say, I have been there. I've done that. And I'm still here by the grace of God. Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Amen. For the first great expression in this lesson today, amen, when I say you got to get around people, amen, you recognize gain. Amen. You know the people that are joyful people. I'm not talking about, amen, people that just talk. But don't reject when the mothers of Zion tell you, baby, you can make it. Amen. That's all they knew to say, and that was good enough. You got to be around people say, even if you know someone and they're down in their affliction, and you can cause sorrow to be an affliction. Amen. Praise the Lord. I haven't been around Ambassador Dr. Barbara Johnson, and when she lost her husband, I never saw her stop. Amen. She kept going. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
She kept going. Amen. And when you stop, amen, that's when the enemy starts beating you up all down the head and tell you, you should have done this, you should have done that. You don't have control of what God's got to do. Amen. You just be there to be an encourager. Amen. I believe when my husband passed, I was on his mind. But he had rubber tape the other side because I believe they get a glimpse of heaven. Amen. He died with a smile on his face. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yep, that because heaven was already there for him. Amen. And I'm not going that way because I'm not talking about death by death. I want to talk to the ones that are living. Amen. Praise the Lord. And start out by saying, amen. For I, he said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. How great an expression. They were going through exile. They'd gone through some things and have seen God do some things. But then when it got to a dry season, sometimes when you get a dry season in your life And everybody have experienced dry seasons. Look like the well got dry. Look like you don't have enough to make it. Look like everything is going. You ever been where you just had enough to get gas and you couldn't go too many places? Amen. All of these things come about to make us stronger in the Lord, because God will step in.
Yeah.
I heard Chief Bay the other day. He was trying to get a watermelon. He went in one pocket and got some change. I obtained a lot. And then the other pocket, he pulled out a $20 bill. It may not even been there. I'm just so, I just believe God so that he could put a folded up $20 bill anywhere he want to pull it and everything.
Yeah.
He probably didn't even have it, but God gave it to him for it to build up his motive. Confidence, and you've been like that too. Amen. God sometimes will let you lose your memory to where you put something so you can get it back for him to say he put it, he kept that there for a reason, because he knew he going to want a watermelon, and he was testing them to see, are you going to give him the change or you going to give him the whole 20? Because if you're going to be a millionaire, a billionaire, you got to learn how to give everything you got. Come on, somebody. Y'all on me on this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Because I'm the Lord that God that giveth thee anyway. Amen. And so he's saying, I am with thee. That's comforting right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's comforting to know that God is with thee wherever you go. Don't leave without taking God with you. Don't get so excited about something big unless God is with you and he's in it. Amen. And then the next one he said, be not dismayed. I'm talking to somebody today, because if you didn't have a praise report, you right there. Don't be dismayed, for I am thy God. He is our God, people. Amen. I am thy God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word dismayed, amen, is loose. It means you're losing hope. You're upset when things didn't go the way you thought it would go. Then you allow fear to set in, and God have to come back and tell you, for I am thy God. You look bad. And when you get all upset, am I right? Your countenance changes.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
When you get all upset, I don't see no God in you. And that's the natural, but you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Then he came back and he said, be not dismayed. Somebody out there this morning I'm talking to, not just the first group prayer line, but those that are listening all over the ether wave, and you tune in this morning, and you got to get up. The holiday is over, and you got to go back to work, and you got to get the kids together. Amen. And you got some bills. It's the first of the month still, and you don't know how things going to work out. But if you got any hope in the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, he's speaking to you this morning, and he say, I am thy God. Sometimes you can't depend on nobody's money to help you out. Amen. You got to depend on the Lord, and the Lord will send angels unaware. Amen. And I'll bless you. Amen. Until the end. I know that I've experienced some things in life, and I'm still preaching to myself. Sometimes things do look bad. My daughter had bought my downstairs. We redid it. And she had blessed me to buy one of the sofa sets downstairs. Amen. It's about four sides down there. And she told me the other day she was supposed to be through paying for it in February. And she said they called her and say, I'll cut a deal with you. And they brought the deal all the way down and split it in two payments that she was. And now she owed about six more payments, but they cut it down and split it in two payments. She paid one this month in October. She'll be through with it because of diligently. You know what I'm saying? Because God saw that on her. She don't need all of that. Amen. You know, when you're young, you don't need heavy bills on you. I'm talking to somebody. Don't stretch yourself too far, because I'm teaching her. You need to have a big bank account, because when I go to glory, you got it all by yourself, and you need to teach your children, amen, how to handle their bills and save something, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on today. Then the Lord say, amen, praise the Lord. After he say, I will be not dismayed, I am thy God. We still in Isaiah 41 and 10, he say, and I will strengthen thee. Oh, yeah. My God, yeah. Somebody needs to be built up on that this morning. And whenever you see THN, he will continue to strengthen you if you trust him. Don't doubt. You got to activate your faith. Amen. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. You can't run on my faith. You got to run on your faith. That's what I tell my children that they grown. You got to run on your grace. You got to run on your faith. Amen. So many times, and mothers and grandmothers and fathers and grandfathers out there, so many times we want to carry our children's burdens. Amen. And I was going through with my daughter with something on the job, and I was so it upset because that's my child. But the Lord said, you got to push back. And she got to learn how to handle trials and tribulations, y'all. Don't hear me today. You don't know what I'm going through, her. You got to let me do what I got to do with her. All you need to do is pray and put it in my hand. You don't know and on top of just last week, I was still worried about that. So she went back to work last week after her surgery, and I was giving her, don't let them do this, don't let them do that. She sent me a text and said, Mom, I got it all in control. I'm handling this. And that was enough for me. I'm handling this. This may not be my time yet. Well, she hear me all the time, so sometimes your children have to come back and tell you what you done told them. Y'all don't hear me today. I gotta go through this because it's not quite my time yet, and I got other things in the fire working for me. And I left it alone momentarily, and the Lord said, "Don't pick it back up." Y'all don't understand me on the day. Don't you pick that back up? That he fix it. That's why he say, "I will strengthen thee. I will build you up." Oh, I come this morning to build you up this morning through God's word. Encourage one another and encourage yourself. I'm so grateful that the ambassador always say, let us encourage one another. Why it's still day. One scripture says, encourage one another. Why it's still day. Because night comes, amen, and you won't be able to encourage one another. And it's not talking about night at 9 o'clock at night. Night could be a day, it could be 12 in the evening, 12 noon, and you still walking around like it's day, like it's dark. I mean, your spirit, your confidence. You don't think people recognize when you don't have the joy of the Lord in your spirit. You don't think people don't recognize when you going through the discerning of God allows you to see that. I'm like David. Lord, whatever you do, don't take my joy from me. I can't function without joy. Come on, somebody. It just ain't none of me. I can't function without the joy of the Lord flowing through me. And I have trials and tribulations just like everybody else. They were going through exile. They were going through a dark time at that time, and the Lord had to tell them, not only will I strengthen you, the fourth one say, I will help thee. Oh, my God, I will help thee. I will help thee. Somebody grab this today. Not only will I strengthen you, the Lord will help you. Anybody need the Lord to help them today? I know I do. Amen. I looked it up in the Word and found out how many times that the word help was in the Bible. The word help was in that Bible 126 times out of verses, 117 verses. Now, he might have used help two or three times in one verse, and that was just the word. But there are many instances in a praise the Lord where the word helps. Many times when God healed people, he may not have used the word help, but he was helping them. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the time of trouble and when you're going through, the Lord is here to help thee. I believe it's in Psalms right about 12th chapter 18, say, help, Lord. Oh, thy spirit needs me. It is nothing wrong with telling the Lord to help me, Lord. You can't do it by yourself. I don't care what kind of powerful you are in prayer, how great you think you are. Never put yourself equal with the Lord. Ain't nobody equal with the Lord. I don't care how many messages you preach, how many visions you got, how many things that nobody went through but you. So God is our help in the very presence in the time of need. Amen. Sometimes God don't come after you because what you're going through, you don't really need to get all of that because you have experienced it before. Amen, somebody. Mm-hmm. You have experienced it before, and you know that God will come through for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I think it was last week when I was sharing that he asked them to look back to see where God has brought you from. Sometimes we don't even remember some bad stuff that we went through. Amen. Because it's been so long, God has to remind us, I brought you through this, I brought you through that, and you're going to put doubt in your heart? How dare you put doubt in your heart? You know that I can bring you through. The scripture above, Isaiah 41 and 10, amen, is verse 41 and 9 says, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. I've always been taught when you're ministering, when you study, you read the verse before and the verse behind. And so God had me to look at that, and oh my God, it fell in my spirit. He started out saying that, I am your servant. I am God's servant. Amen. Thou art my servant. Chosen thee. Look, people, there's a difference between, amen, called and chosen. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. But God say he's chosen you that's listening this morning. You right there that don't know what you're going to do. I know it's on the line. I can feel it in the atmosphere. I can feel it in the spirit. Amen. Because we always need God to help us out of something. We always need God to bear us. I tell people, I don't leave out of my driveway unless I ask the Lord to go with me. Amen. Don't be crazy. You can go that same place, that same way, over and over and over again. Actually, I drove to the rodeo. I said, Michaela, I'm going to drive. I say, and because we had to go somewhere Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. She did the driving. And after the she don't share that she's tired, but I could see the tiredness on her because it has not even been a month. Maybe 1 month since the operation, and she told me, I'm a little tired, but wisdom made me to know accelerating from, and when you're driving expressway and all of that, you do a lot of accelerating. Mm-hmm. You don't know when you got to stop and slow down. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the spirit say she's tired. And I say, hold on, daughter. You're going to be driving with your mother, and you didn't know that your mother was a road runner. Amen. Because I know streets. Come on, somebody. I know when you're going the same place all the time, you know the street. Am I right, Chief? I know where the potholes are. I know when I got to get over. I know where it's going to be a little congested, right? I know that because I travel that way. And she was amazed to see her almost 75 mother can handle a wheel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God, I told her, where you sitting at, that's where the Lord sit at. But now he's sitting in my lap now. Hey, y'all, don't give me a day. Well, I drive a lot by myself. And on the side of me, Jesus is directing me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I don't go without dressed up in the Lord. And the Lord is telling us this morning, I will help thee. And the only reason why he's not helping you, you're not asking him to help you. Amen. There was an old song that we used to sing, yield not to temptation, but yield to sin. He's able to, you remember that, Chief? I don't know. This might have been
he's able to help.
Johnson time. He will, amen, he will help you. I like the old songs because we live through them, live with them. Amen. He will help you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think God has helped for you? He's not there to throw you in hell. He's there to pull you out of hell. Amen. He's there to lift you up. He's there to bear your burdens. He's there to let you know that you are his own. I'm chosen. He said, I've chosen thee and not cast thee away. You're not cast down. Amen. Don't look at other people to what they're doing. Look straight ahead. Amen. To where God is taking you. If I start looking on the right and looking on the left, I'm going to get all unbalanced. Amen. It'll be just like you're rotten or trying to walk a tight rope. And when you walk that tight rope and they up in the air, you can't afford, if you look to the left or to the right or try to look behind, you're going to fall. Come on, somebody. You got to keep your mind on the cross. There's a song saying, keep your mind on the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Keep it on the cross. I can't get distracted to what my family members do, what my friends do. Hey, they may ride a new car past me, but you don't know what God got in the smoke for me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't count it out looking at somebody else's blessings. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The song says, count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done. Amen. Get up, get up, get up. That's my word today to you. Get up. And the fifth one say, after you get up, dust yourself up. Amen. Get your joy back. Comb your hair. Get a song in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sing songs, a melody around the house. I share with my people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I sang a lot of songs that nobody heard but Jesus. Amen. It's songs come in my mind through the word, and I love singing. Amen. And I believe because the word says sing spiritual songs unto him. Amen. And I say, if it were to be that God would have made me to be a songwriter, I would have been a bad songwriter. And the melody with it. Amen. I got a lot of songs that I have, that the Lord had put in my spirit to sing and the tunes, and you can't be, I can't even remember them all. Am I right, Chief? If you don't do it then, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I got that in me because I love singing to the Lord and everything. And I don't say I'm making them up to be the Lord. It's what I live. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's taught me. Amen, how to sing. So sing unto the Lord. It's the word sing unto him. Make melody in your heart. And I don't care if nobody like it. I don't believe God going to throw nobody out of the heavenly choir. Amen. We sing down here for entertainment. But up there, God receives whatever we give him in earnesty and honesty. Amen. Praise the Lord. We laugh at people that don't sing right. Amen. But God say they're making melody unto me. Amen. And I receive it. Amen. After you get up, dust yourself off. Amen. I can't go through everything that I want to tell you today. Amen. But I do want to tell you this. That he say, I am your redeemer. Amen. He will redeem us out of the hand of the enemy. He told Israel that, I am your redeemer. I'm the Holy One, amen, that come to redeem you. And he is speaking through his prophets and his fivefold ministry. I learned this, Chief, that the Lord told me what he gave you, he gave it to somebody in New York. He gave it to somebody in Florida. Amen. In Alabama. He wants everybody to hear at the same time what he is speaking in the face of the earth. Now, let me tell you this. I know my time is up, but I don't believe it's nobody that have heard have not heard of the coronavirus. Nobody have not heard of it. Well,
no.
Just like if you have heard that, don't you think God can speak in the spirit to the men and women of God if they just only hear it and speak it to the people? Saying the Lord. Amen. It ain't fair that just Kansas City heard Amazing Grace. It ain't fair that Peace of God Outreach Ministry just heard and nobody else. Amen. God speaks through his prophets and his prophetess and his fivefold ministry bells. He speaks the word to them to tell the people. And when we get out and we share what we learned in the word today, sometimes I hear 10 people from different churches say, we got the same word today because God wants his word to go out through the face of the earth. If you hear about corona, why can't you hear about what God is doing? I rest my case this morning. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I pray today that you get up. Get up from where you are. And I'm not just talking about getting up from out of the bed, out of sleep. Get up in your spirit. Amen. The time is going nearer than what we see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get up. He told the people of God, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. He ain't got on there that Bishop Stern and Chief Ambassador would do it. He say, I'll do it. But he does it through us. He do it through us for sharing with you that you can get up from there. Amen. I've had many experiences, amen, that I was down too long because I didn't have a Barnabas. I didn't have a Titus. I didn't have a Paul. When I got down with God, he started beginning to let me know I'm making you to be that. I'm making you to be a Titus. I'm making you to be a Barnabas. I'm making you to be an Apostle Paul. I'm making you, amen, to be what thus said the Lord. And if anyone on this line this morning and you need God to come in and get this fear off of you, I don't care what it is. He say, I will help thee. I will help you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will help you. I will help you. I hear that I will help you. And not only God will help you, sometimes he will do it for you. He want to raise you up. Amen. Raise your praise. Raise your standard. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you all on this morning. God bless you all. Can y'all give the Lord a praise? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Help me, Lord.
Help
me.
Amen.
I'll open your eyes. I'll open your blinded spirit. Amen. I'll help you to walk upright. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are my chosen child. Of testament. It's focused in you. Amen. Y'all know the plans that I think of you. They're good and they're not evil. You got to get all of that, them scales off your eyes, but people, them put towards you, making you think you're not right. I don't ever want nobody to think I'm better than them. Lord, if they ever see that, please let my flesh crucify. Amen. I speak to everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got a smile for everybody. Amen. How do you do it? Because the love of God is in me. I've been in desperate places before. I've been where nobody encouraged you. I was in a ministry for 20 years and was dying. Amen. Looking at them right in the eye, dying because where I was, they didn't want me to grow. Amen. They knew growth was in me. They knew I had a zealous spirit. They didn't want me to grow. And now the same person is asking me later and say, what happened? I say, well, you know, they used to just call Apostle Hinton, Hinton. And then we corrected that. He just saying Hinton. That's Bernard. Jeff Johnson, that's a disrespect to a man or woman of God that's feeding you. And I told him when we started going to Monument, I was already going before I met my husband. He saw something in us. Amen. I wasn't in his face. I was just going there to hear God. And he called us in the office. My husband and I were scared to death when the officer came and said, Apostle, want to see y'all after church. We were shaking in our boots. Amen. But he came and talked to us softly and thanked us for coming that far. And look where it brought us. Oh, glory to God. I would have never been a bishop up under somebody else's chief. I would have never been. They said I was a mother, but they didn't honor it. Amen. I would have never been where I am. But if God got a plan for you, amen, he'll pull you out of one place and put you in another place. Come on, somebody. And now they want me to come back. I'm too far gone now. I can't turn around. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I would have never been. They were stopping my growth. Amen. And you allow us to grow on your line. Amen. You give us opportunity. Amen. Praise the Lord. To pray, to take a part in the all night shut in. That's how you grow. Amen. Despise not small beginnings, because I was just looking back at my life and saying, God, how did I get here? I would have never thought that I would be in a row with three. You know what three ropes on it? That means, you know, doctorate. I would have never. They just ordered my doctorate hat. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to be in full uniform. Amen. That's, you stand for something, making me president. Amen. When I come to it, hey, Bishop, hey, how you doing, Bishop? There ain't but one woman out there that called Bishop, and that's me. They don't even have to say Stern, because there's only one. I just look back. I never would have thought, if I came off my own radio ministry for 15 years, I never would have thought that I would have came on a ministry. Mother Mason just told me to come to pray. Amen. But the word of God said your gifts make room for you and bring you before great men and great people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've met some of the greatest people in position in my life. Amen. And God started telling me that you met them. Now somebody want to meet you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ain't going to always be looking up to them. Somebody going to be looking up to you. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And you got it in your hand. Amen. Every last one of you that has been a prayer ambassador and doctorate, don't take that lightly. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What I want to share with you today, amen, praise the Lord, before I turn it over to Chief, amen, allow yourself to go into it. Amen. Get involved. Amen. Start looking up some things to see what I'm really supposed to be doing. Amen. And that's one thing. When they made me a bishop, I started working even more. They didn't have to make me one, but because I don't use it for flattery. Amen. Praise the Lord. I use it. If they gave me that honor, I work my bones, my hands, to whatever they want me to do, I do it. Amen. And I even volunteer for stuff. Amen. You can't be God's given. I volunteer for everything that happened in the ministry. I volunteer and say I'll do it without pay. Amen. Because I feel like, don't just take the title and don't do nothing about it. If you're a school teacher, you just can't take the title. You got to go and teach the kids. Amen. I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a teacher. Amen. And now they're making me back. And actually, Chief, I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to start school and make and earn my own, because it's required. I will be starting to teach. Amen. And it is required of me to have my own earned doctorate degree. And I ain't too old. I think I'm sharp now. I probably will max it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I'm not afraid of my job. Amen. I'm not afraid of what God would have me to do. Amen. And I will probably max it out. I plan to make all A's. I'm going to tell you that right now. Amen. Because I'm going to study. Amen. And it's studying the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I will be teaching. Amen. Amen. Within a year or so, because they told me it won't take long for how much I got on my resume. Well, you call it portfolio. Amen. I got enough. Amen. But I need that doctorate degree to teach in college of the school. I thank God. I'm honored. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for this timing and this time of refreshing. I pray, God, that I'm not saying things to boast about me, but it's to boast in you, because I know nothing. Nothing do I know. Amen. Sometimes my mind go blank, and you have to bring it back. Amen. And I depend on you. I pray, oh God, that the people have received this, and let them know age don't mean anything in the Lord. You're as strong like Caleb as you were when you were young. Think, hey, Caleb was about 85. I'm just as strong now as I was in my youth, because strength comes from the Lord. And God, we pray that the people of God will start looking at their life and want to go farther in you, in the name of Jesus. You don't want no slope for people. You want people with energy of the Spirit in them, excited about the things of God, like every day is a new day in Christ Jesus. If any of us sick, Lord, we pray for them. I pray even now, oh God, I haven't heard anything from my parishioner yet, but I believe that a sister is still living in the name of Jesus, because if she wasn't, she would have been to call me. I know that my nephew is still living, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are battling, oh God, with COVID still, because it's on the face of the earth, it's because the plague has not left. Because the Bible said the enemy leave for a season, and he come back with several more spirits stronger than the other one. And now Delta is making it stronger. But we know somebody that is greater than any disease, any virus in the world, and that's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're not getting it wrong. We took Holy Communion on Sunday, and when you take it, you get even more strength. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Touch our chief ambassador, Lord, and bless him even the most. Oh, God, it's more vision in him. In the name of Jesus, when you give him one, you give him another one. He finished that and another one coming. Sometimes we don't even finish it. It's about five or six visions going on at one time. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Every last one of us that are, oh God, prayer ambassadors and doctorates, Lord, raise up a standard. Raise the praise. Raise your spirit up. Get before God and strengthen yourself in the name of Jesus. Get up from there. Don't be a slothful person. Don't be just a novice, but be what God wants you to be. Have your work greater. Amen. Your W-O-R-T-H, your work is great in God because you spend time with God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this time of refreshing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, everybody. Amen. 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 Get up. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm mother to the nation. God bless you. We give you a hand, mother. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on her and strengthen her. Restore all the virtue that she's doing out in the name of Jesus. Raise her up, Lord, I pray. And the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I pray that you anoint her even more and bless her even more, we pray. Strengthen, I pray. And give her peace in every situation, we pray. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. I want everybody now, those who were applauding her, let's applaud her with our finances. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to be blessed her ourselves, but we want to give you an opportunity to bless her. In Jesus' name, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures pressed out and shaken over shall God cause people to give into your bosom. Amen. Believe the word of God. Amen. Don't fear. Don't fear. Believe the word of God. Don't let the enemy make make money your God. It controls you and you don't control it. You have given everything you have to the Lord and let him control it. Even give your money to the Lord and let him control it. He's the one who can increase it and bountifully bless you. Amen. He's the one who put in seed time and harvest. When you don't put any seed in the ground, you can't get no harvest out of the ground. Even those who sow nothing, receive nothing. The harvest is nothing. But be a blessing, and you'll see God's word come to pass in your life. God is not a man that he should lie. When he said give, and it shall be given unto you, he's not lying. He's sincere. He knew what he was writing, and he meant what he was writing. Let it be exercised in your life by obeying the word of God. Listen, all you have to do, if you want to send a cash app, send it unto $ and Bishop Patricia Stern. $ Bishop Patricia Stern, S-T-E-R-N, in the name of Jesus. That's the cash app. Secondly, if you want to go by Walmart, and drop the title in Walmart, just send it to Patricia Stern in North Chicago. Now, North Chicago is a different area than Chicago, so make sure you send it to North Chicago. Illinois is the state. If you go mail it to 2037 Green Bay Road in North Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60064. That's 2037 Green Bay, G-R-E-E-N-B-A-Y, Road in North Chicago, Illinois. Zip code 60064. God bless you. Be a blessing, and God will certainly be a blessing to you. I keep telling you, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Amen. Thank God. A good example of that is how a doctor from St. Louis, Missouri. Thank God for her. For in St. Louis, Missouri, Dr. Thelma Rush. Amen. She has been a blessing to me and Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Amen. And the Lord spoke to us as we are renovating Amazing Grace right there off to the Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson at the theater. We have a green room, and we're naming that green room Dr. Thelma Rush Green Room. Amen. It's when you've been a blessing to somebody else, God will make things happen for you. And so we want to be a blessing today to Bishop Stern. Amen. Bless her in the name of Jesus. And God will bless you. I'm giving you the three ways. I hope you got up and wrote something down. God doesn't, he can't use lazy people. Amen. He doesn't like lazy. Well, he loves everybody, but I mean, he doesn't like the attitude of lazy people. Amen. Get up and take notes. People on the line have given my address out hundreds of times. And then all of a sudden, when somebody finally decides to send a gift, they want to call me and ask me, what is that address again? I said, oh, my God. It certainly is not impressive to me when people do that kind of thing. All I can think in my mind, they gave it to you 100 times. How come you didn't get up and get it down? Amen. Listen, be a blessing. Amen. We've told you hundreds of times how you can be a blessing to Bishop Stern. I'll tell you one more time. Her cash app is $ Bishop Patricia Stern. Amen. She ought to pop up. Send their blessing. And Walmart, go in there and send it to Patricia Stern. Drop the title, Patricia Stern. And they'll take it and receive it and send it for you. It won't cost you much. Amen. And then thirdly, the address is 2037 Green Bay Road. That's in North Chicago. Amen. Don't be like somebody kept hearing the address on the line for Chief Ambassador, and they, when they finally got ready to send a gift, they sent it to Bernard Jordan. K-O-R. Yeah, Bernard Jordan. They didn't even know my last name. People don't listen. They just don't listen. I don't understand that, but they don't. But anyway, the address for Bishop Stern is 2037 Green Bay Road. And some of y'all know that address better than you know my address. So I'll take time to emphasize it. It's 2037 Green Bay Road in North Chicago, Illinois. Amen. Learn to listen and listen. Amen. God bless you. You had a great day. Thank you again, Bishop Stern, for how you've been a blessing to us today. That was a great exposition, amen, of the Word of God. Amen. Thank you so much. And you did exegete that thing. Thank God. Well, that's where they teach us. You're getting ready to go earn your doctorate degree. That's the way they'll be teaching you if you ever get into doctoral preaching. Amen. They teach you how to do exegetic analysis of the scripture. Amen. That's what we do all the time in class. Break that thing down like that. And it's such a blessing. Thank you so much again and again. God bless you. We are out of time here. We're a little bit over, so I'm going to let you all go. Amen. Thank you. May the Lord watch between all of us while we're absent one from another. And may God bless you real, real good. God bless you. Don't have any music for you today, but have a good day. The Lord bless you. You are dismissed. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Cullors, are you there? Give us a scripture, maybe.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Ezekiel, and we're reading chapters 22, 23, and 24 on today.
Mm-hmm. 22, 23, 24. That's great.
Yes, sir.
Let me open the line for a moment. If those who are still there, someone wants to say a word of encouragement to Bishop Stern, the line is open to you. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Cullins, Freddie Mae Cullins from Kansas City, Kansas. Bishop Stern, I always enjoy you. Your anointing, your refreshing is always aspiring to me. And I appreciate you so much, and I love you. Be encouraged and stay on the wall. God bless you, Mother.
Beautiful. God bless you. Somebody else?
Dr. Angelo, I thank the Lord for the word on this morning, Mother Stern, and I thank the Lord for you. God bless you. I love you.
All right, anyone else? That's beautiful. God bless you. May have waited a little too late to try to get them to give remarks. Is there anyone else who wants to say something? Bishop Stern. God bless you. We had a great day.
I'll text you.
Amen. Dr. Betty said she's going to text you, Bishop Stern. God bless you. And we've had a great day. So just one more time before we close, is there anybody left on the line who would like to give an encouragement to Bishop Stern? All right. God bless you. We had a great day. You are dismissed. God bless you.